Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Yesayer are back with us today. The new album, Odd Blood, follows up All Our Symbols. And in many ways, it is a more straightforward album than the debut, but still noticeably Yesayer. The album was recorded after the group parted ways with drummer Luke Fasano and used a more ensemble approach to percussion. We'll talk to the band after this performance of Matter Red. Live in the World Cafe studio, that is Yesayer today, and that is Matter Red, one you will find on Odd Blood. It's interesting not having a drummer to record this, How did you go about it? Because I understand you're not big fans of the drum kit as such.
I think it's not that necessarily we're not fans of the drum kit. It's just that you don't want to rely on it to get all your sounds. You know, you realize there's a wealth of other sounds out there. And, you know, a lot of the music, if you're trying to reference dance hall or even, you know, any kind of dance music type sounds, unless it's being made before 1975, you know, these are all programmed drums. And so we would all sit around with a bunch of different... We were in the house of a drummer, and that's who we rented from, and upstate New York, and he had hundreds of drums and, you know, literally 1,000 different percussion toys. So we'd all sit around and turn mics on and just kind of bang away. And we had a drum kit set up, and he had some very bizarre, neo-futuristic kind of percussive, I don't know, instead of a cymbal, he had a big piece of metal. Like looked like a helicopter blade. So you sort of bang on that and get some weird sounds, then bring them into the computer and record them and change them around and, you know.
Well, Chris, how does that a way of looking at recording relate to the synth sounds on this record? Because that is certainly something a little bit new. Those really cut through, and you really worked out some great sounds. Are these...
Yeah, that was all of us. And I think... You know, if anything, that just way of working is something that I've always been comfortable with because I don't really have a lot, like any technical facility with an instrument particularly, but I just kind of tinker around, and I came to music, especially in my adult life, through just doing recordings by myself and doing sequencing and getting comfortable with making drum beats and drum programming and using samples and manipulating sound. So it's always, that's like the most fun thing for me. And yeah, but we worked really hard. First of all, we had some really cool synthesizers, vintage ones and some new ones. And the vintage ones were just great, like the classic stuff that was in this house.
Like what would those be?
Prophet 5 was one of like the best. You know, any patch you put on, it's an analog synthesizer. Any patch you put on, it sounds like that movie from that 5-year period. Or it sounds like, you know, that David Bowie record from 1978. You know, it's like that Lodger sound. And there's also Prophet VS, and then that's more an 80s kind of vibe. And then we also had some newer stuff like Nords and the Korg and things like that, which are, you know, updating that idea. So it's just fun, and we would all sit around, and we would just scroll through getting sounds all day.
Yeah. The first song we had a chance to hear and the accompanying wonderful video was for Hambling Alp. And can you guys do that one?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
Ambling Out, that is Yeas There, when we heard first from Odd Blood. Before that, from the compilation Dark Was the Night, we had Tightrope. Was Tightrope ever a song that was considered part of this?
No, actually, it was...
I think we were happy to give it to them the Dark Was the Night, because it was such an old song. When did we start playing
it? It was written before our first album came out.
It was written at the same time as Wait for the Summer, when Wait for the Summer was pretty much the last song we wrote that made it onto the first album. We wrote at the same time, both as instrumental things that we worked on, and then, I don't know. It was somewhat of a segue, you know? It was an intermediate thing, and then it seemed... I don't know, when someone asks you to contribute something to like a compilation, not only are you going to be back-to-back with artists that you really respect, you're also, he was doing something for charity, and it was like, well, you might as well put something original and something that you like actually thought could be a good song. It wasn't a throwaway song, basically. Like we went out to Seattle, we recorded it in a place that we wanted to record it in, and it was a very specific thing, and then we gave it to them.
Well, I think hardly anything on that compilation feels like a throwaway. So
No. I mean, I think that compilation was sort of exceptional in that, though, because a lot of times, you know, I don't know, a lot of times you will have, you know, it'll be a mixed bag, but that was like two CDs of material that was, you know, generally from beginning to end, you listen to and it sounds cohesive and it sounds interesting.
Next time we'll do a cover, though.
Next time it's a throwaway. Ace of Base cover, yeah.
You know, it's funny with that... that Peter Gabriel scratch my back cover thing. You guys seem like you would be perfect for him to do you or you to do him. No conversations there.
Waiting for a phone call. The line is open.
Not so interested, honestly. Uh-huh. He can cover us. I don't really want to cover anyone else's material for a record.
Okay.
I don't know. You see that done, and I like kind of hearing it, but I don't really want to do it. I don't think any of us want to do that, right?
No.
Yeah, not really.
Definitely not a well-known
band.
If someone that I was friends with or something...
It'd be fun to do an unheard band.
Well, then everybody just thinks it's you.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You just get to take the credit.
Yeas There are our guest today, and you know, as uplifting as uplifting, Ambling Alp. It's uplifting. It's mountainous. So is wonderful album and a wonderful song. And I think people from your name on in got this uplifting thing from Yeas There. You don't shy away from big melodies and. Big things like that. Although I understand one is not necessarily, although it may sound like a love song, it's not necessarily an uplifting topic.
I think all of them, there was some underlying darkness, or not even underlying, quite blatantly in the lyrics, a sort of sense of foreboding and kind of ominous intent. But I don't know, you know, it's funny to hear people say that, well, this is a very uplifting, positive record. This is the love record. I'm like, yeah, every song is a love song that's a slash murder, breakup, you know, depressing love song. So,
which is how it goes too.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I think that's what's interesting. It's anyway,
love hurts.
Yeah, exactly. We wrote that one too.
And they're not going to cover it. All right. So, can you guys do one?
Yeah.
Hold me like you used to, control me like you used to.
One from Yesayer. That is one from the new album Odd Blood, and our thanks to Yesayer for being our guest. I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN, and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. And if you'd like to hear more World Cafe sessions, get daily cafe alerts, check out our highlights of the week. They're all on our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Thank you for spending your time with the World Cafe.